And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. You can see right there on the screen, and boy, we have the whole team from Two Fish Jigs here. Bodan Vitas, Brandon Bono, and Matt Brawla. We've got some serious talent in this studio today, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a fun show today is going to be. And you said it, with the entire team behind Two Fish Jigs. Today is going to be a really fun day.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. Now, am I saying your last name right?
Not even close.
Not even close.
Yeah. Bodan Vitas.
Bodan Vitas.
Yeah, I was close.
Well, you
semi-close.
Know,
for me, I'm just glad to be here, buddy. Yeah. I mean, for me, however you call it, I'm here. Two Fish Jigs is the part you got to get right.
That's right.
As long as you get that name right,
we don't care. Then we're good.
See, that's part of why we didn't, you know, use our names on this. Why we came up with, like, a moniker.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, all the other jig companies end up using somebody's name.
Gotcha.
And we're trying to do something a little different.
So how did Two Fish Jigs come around?
That is, like, $1 million question here. How much time do you got?
Yeah, well, 2 hours.
Well, you know, how did it come about? Well, you know, I grew up in Minnesota, but I came out to San Diego, and I started fishing out here on some of the wonderful boats, like the San Diego with Captain Matt, and threw a surface iron and said, I don't think I want to do anything else anymore. And then, you know, once you start, you know, the progression happens, you know, and you go from just fishing somebody else's lure to try and say, you know, can I do that? Can I build a better mousetrap? You know, can I figure out why that mousetrap works? You know, why did that jig swim? So, you know, how did it first start? I first started trying to just make a jig. And then it was, well, can I make a couple of jigs? And then you got to get into production. So, you know, it started slowly. It started tinkering around. And then, you know, once you kind of say, I think I can do this at scale enough. Now, you know, I'm sitting between the two tackle guys here who want to say, can't you just make a lot of them? And I think I'm making a lot, but see, this is the part, you know, how many can you make?
You can hardly get them though.
Well,
they fly
there's
off
a
the
lot
shelf.
Of guys who have them.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are some guys who purchased them and we're grateful for that. So,
yeah.
You know, we've sold everything we made. You know,
that's cool.
part of the thing.
So now how did the world's greatest fisherman come into play, Brandon Bono?
What?
How did he come into play?
You heard it here first.
I mean, you're going to have to tell the story. But, I mean, you're going to have to try and say, how did Brandon not get involved? Like you just said, when you got a great fisherman like that who knows, you know, what he's talking about, what he's doing, and knows the tackle industry, why would you not bring a guy like that
absolutely.
On the table?
Now,
why would you not?
Well, now, we know why Captain Matt Brolla got into play,
because
he's the man.
He's also the guy who
right?
He said, you know, I like what you're doing, but stop trying to make all those things. Make this.
Yeah. So is that true,
how
Matt?
How important of a team member is that?
Without it, we would be nowhere.
Right?
So, you know, I'd be sitting in my garage looking at a piece of aluminum saying, I don't know what shape to make.
I think you've assembled quite the team. So how did that play into your game there?
Yeah, Matt? So I was watching him fish a surface iron. And I was like, what is that?
Something
he made. And then I was like, you can't. No, that's not going to work. So I showed him. I told him this is what we need to make. We started making it, and as soon as we started making them, they were right.
You found something right off the bat.
Yeah, it was something that you can make, and it didn't need to be identical all the time. Mm-hmm. It could have its own variation, and you'd get something that swam out of it.
But have you always been a tinkerer? Like, is that always something that you wanted to deal with, or was this just one particular passion?
You know, by training, I am not. Mm-hmm. You know, I have zero training in tinkering. I have zero, you know, background in that. You know, I have an older brother who liked to, like, make stuff and do stuff, and I was kind of like the flunky who would sit behind and, you know, be like, hold this.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I have gotten into it. I tried to start.
I'd say you're a tinkerer.
Well, I am now. I am now.
Sure. Brandon, what do you think?
Oh, he's a wild tinkerer. He's a scientist. He's a lot of things.
I would like to say something more than a tinkerer, but we got to come up with a better name than tinker.
Tinker,
you know?
But productioner. Production manufacturer.
I don't even know what I do.
Mad scientist would be good.
Someday.
Mad scientist.
I'd like to say the ideas that I come up with are good.
Yeah.
Most of them go on the shelf. So, you know, that's the problem too. So if you become too much of a tinkerer, you end up just tweaking things and
nothing gets done.
And so that's the other problem. You got to say, okay, stop trying to make it better and make what you have. I don't want to talk smack too much, but we may have had some captains over at my house working on some things, and they were like sanding stuff and making stuff. They're like, well, you got to try things. And I was like, stop trying things. Just help make this.
Yeah. What was the process like from Matt when you saw Bodan start working on his first ones, where you thought like, well, this sure isn't right, to flash forward to now, you guys make some of the best swimming lures on the water. Like, what was the trial and error process like for both of you guys, like getting to the premium product that you guys have now?
So we'd come like every week or so with a new box of jigs, and we'd go through them. I go, this is good, this is bad. Don't do this again. and then just like he'd come
on the boat with them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Come on the boat, or he'd come down to the dock while we're doing maintenance, and I'd spend a couple hours or whatever swimming lures at the dock, just to kind of go like, sure, this is what we need to make. This is the shape that what it needs to look like. And he's by far picked up sanding. Like, the sand cast jigs are crazy because he's mastered that. Like, it's hard. Like he was saying, we've had all the captains, like myself, Anibal, Alec, Renee. We've all been over there pouring jigs and sanding them. And it's a lot of work.
Yeah, moving metal around is not an easy thing.
Yeah, and he, like, you go through the box of unfinished jigs or unpainted and unringed jigs, and you're like, okay, that one's good. That one's good. And you look at the ones that we did, and it's like,
this one's not.
Yeah. This is going to remain not fishable for a while.
Okay. That's funny.
So, Brandon, how do you play into the picture here?
Well, you know, these two, I was very fortunate over the years to, kind of get my surface iron obsession started by the great Rockhard Rick Maxa and the great Michael Jordan of surface iron fishing, Matt Barala. And a lot of years ago, probably close to 20 years ago, you know, I started working with both of them in the tackle store, and like, I didn't know much about surface iron. I would buy the occasional Teddy C to catch a barracuda on the half day boat. And
that is fun, by the way.
Yeah, sure. He still enjoys that. I've grown out of that phase, but he still quite enjoys that. But then over the years, you know, these guys taught me, whatever I know about kind of how to pick a lure and what looks right and what's right for what condition. And we would go down to the dock nearly every day and swim a tremendous amount of jigs to find the perfect one, you know. And cut to a year ago or so, one of my best friends in the world, Matt Brawley, invited me to go to Cedros with his mad scientist friend, Bodan. and, you know, at that point, I don't know that I was completely sold on two fish jigs, though at that point I had caught my personal best surface iron fish in La Jolla, which was a 41 pounder on like the original, like one of the jigs that Bodan made for Brawley that Brawlo had in a Ziploc bag on the boat that he just randomly gave me one day.
Jeez.
But we went down to Cedros, and I was on day one just sold. Like, it was incredible how well they worked. You know, to have a CNC jig, a universally
which
produced.
You've never been the biggest.
No, fan. No. Like, I've been super.
No problem saying that.
Yeah,
because
like, no.
There's other CNC jigs. Yeah.
There are, and they're all garbage. You know,
you're just being straight with
us. Yeah, yeah. I just want to lay it on straight and be honest with everybody. There is one CNC jig worth its salt, and it is a two fish jig.
Why is that?
Well,
because you own the company.
that may be a small player in it. You know, but for sure of the. You know, regardless if I was affiliated or not, of the CNC jigs that I have fished, our jigs I prefer to the other ones, you know. And when on day one at Cedros, it was, self-evident that these were the best CNC jigs I've ever seen in the water, and they outproduced anything else we fished.
Yeah. No. You agree with that, Matt?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. I know Bodan agrees with that. But I'm going to tell you something. I am not a surface iron guy. But I love throwing the surface line. I love catching fish on the surface line. I've never thrown a jig like the two fish jig that actually works for a guy like me that's not a good surface iron guy. It actually works for me.
I don't think that's quite fair. You do fish a surface iron a lot more than the average Joe, for sure. Well,
but those, what the hell? The first time I threw it, I was like, jeez, this thing swims.
The thing that's so cool about it is not having to have a lifetime of Brandon working in a tackle store and knowing every little idiosyncrasy of, you know, Matt was talking about sanding a jig and you can move the metal just right, then it's going to swim right. There's something that's very sweet about knowing that you can walk up and pick any one of those ones off the wall and you're going to have the exact same experience that Pete had. And I'm assuming that's what CNC gives you is that repetitive perfectness.
That's, you know, that's the goal of, like you guys said, kind of taking the mystery out of it, you know, and that's part of why we chose what we chose for a shape. Matt was really smart in saying we think a flat nose jig, you know, is going to work in most conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there might be some conditions you need to think about this jig or some conditions you think about that shape. But this shape seems to work in almost all conditions.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, then you refine it with the CNC. We've also kind of come up with a series that will give you a different tool if you like that thing.
Sure.
Otherwise, just take a 240, put it on your rod, and fish it. And it'll work, almost all the time.
So we're giving away a big assortment of two fish jigs today. And explain the different styles, shall we say.
Well, we got different sizes. So we got everything from a mini, which is the smallest, to an LJ, which we like to say La Jolla LJ, but, you know, it stands for Little J. And then we've got the JJ, which is the regular size, and then a step up, which is the Giga. And I will say that's my favorite one. It is, you know, a great swimming jig. It gets noticed. It's got a bigger profile. Now, of course, if you're fishing firecracker yellows or little bonita, they're probably not going to come and slam it. But they might.
I'll play the small ones on the Giga.
That's been one of the things we've seen is, man, they'll come after it. That's and, awesome. It's been a lot of fun. There is also the series, and I want to let one of these guys talk about it, the 240, the 270, and the 300. That has, to do with having a series. They're all the same size and same profile,
But we'll let Matt maybe explain why we've got those different numbers.
So there's a lot of confusion about the numbers. Everyone always thinks that's the size of the jig, and that is not true. The JJ is the size. That's the regular base size.
Which would be a very standard size surface iron.
It's the run-of-the-mill average size surface iron. The gig is just a little bit bigger. The gig is not huge, but the JJ is the day-in, day-out, just normal, everyday surface iron. And then the numbers are what the distance from the hole is, the front hole from the tip of the nose. Everything else is the same, the nose, the hips, everything else, but the hole is different. And we did that because we were kind of messing around with what we wanted to fish with, and then we decided that we just want to make a series because everyone likes a jig a little bit different. Like, I like a jig. I've gone in his truck and found jigs on the ground.
Totally.
And gone, this is going to work. And he goes, that jig sucks.
Yeah.
And I pick it up and I have one that I wrote his name on it and I take pictures with. But everyone likes something different. So the 240 is the most furthest forward hole. The 270 is the middle of the pack. The 300 is the furthest back. And for each water conditions, one excels. And or for how you fish. For me, the 240 is what I tie on basically day in, day out on the boat, casting, just fishing. That's the one I fish with. And then 270.
Why?
Because it's just, you can just cast it and wind it. You don't have to think about it too much.
Okay.
And
you can wind it a little faster. You can wind it a little slower.
I can wind it at all speeds and it'll work.
Okay.
And for most conditions, like if the current's slack or there's a lot of current, I could fish that one. The 270 is kind of growing on me. That's a very good lure. I didn't mess with that one too much. I either went 300 or 240.
Mm-hmm.
The 270's got a place for me too.
Okay.
And then that 300 I tie on when it's kind of slack. You kind of have, for me, I wind that one a little slower. If I feel like the fish are kind of lazy, and I just want to keep the lure in their face for a long time, that 300 is what I go for.
That's one.
Yeah.
So, and it's all about, like you explained earlier, hole position. It's not the size of the jig.
Yeah, the numbers
it's
are
the
just the hole
position.
Yeah, so and the higher the number, the further the hole is back from the tip of the nose.
Back from the tip, which will make it kick more?
Kick a little bit different, yeah. So it's the pivot point. That's the pivot point where the lure swings back and forth. That's what changes it. Yeah.
I was so surprised. It was something that opened my eyes so much just to surface iron in general that, like, you always are, when you're looking at a lure, you're looking for attributes, the sharp hips and the, you know, the sharp edges and all those things. Paid no attention to that ever. And then seeing a jig that, you know, by the machine is, you know, exactly the same lure. And there is, like you said, it's not a completely different outside the box, but there is for sure a real difference between a 240 and a 300. And you look at those, I mean, you have to stare at it to realize that the hole placement is different.
Yeah.
It's different, but it's not.
It's not much.
It's not much.
It's not much.
And it's a, you know, just that minute amount of difference for sure changes the way that lure swims.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. And the hole placement is a big thing that most people overlook. Like, a lot of guys look for the offset hole and stuff like that. And yes, that works. But having like your hole too far back or too far forward will definitely change the jig. You have a jig that looks beautiful, but if the hole is too far forward or too far back, it's going to change it drastically.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot going on here.
No, you're not kidding. And I mean, just to have these three guys in here with so much experience and watching things work and not work and all the great fishing today is just going to be a great show. Tons of great information. And we want to have you this morning. Going to be a busy day for sure. If you want to join us, give us a call.
And the actual number today, we're having a little temporary difficulty, is 844. What is it, Ricky?
844-843-6879. So
all right.
temporary phone number change today. Yeah. Again, 844-843-6879. And today is going to be a very busy day on the phones this morning. Obviously,
yeah,
that's
for
probably
sure.
Why there's not a lot of phone calls up
yeah,
there because I didn't know we
something
were
something went
do
down.
Either.
Yeah,
exactly.
Something so, we had a little technical issue there.
Again, if you want to get us on the phone, 844-843-6879. Or as always, you can send us a text to that Let's Talk Hookup app, which is such an important part of Let's Talk Hookup. It's the easiest way to listen to the show. So you can catch all the archives. There's no doubt between Bodan and Matt Brawla and Brandon Bono, there's going to be some very juicy surface iron tips and info today. And if you want to be able to go back, revisit that, listen to the show on your drive home, all of the archive shows are available on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can listen anytime you want, 24 hours a day. If you didn't catch today's show, you get to listen to it on your way home. You only get to get a piece of it. It's the way you do it. And it's the only way that you can text in your question. So if you want to text a question to Bodan, to Brawla, to Brandon, that's how you do it. Make sure when you text in your questions, you leave your contact info as well. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because we're going to have a very lucky prize winner at the end of today's
show.
Yeah,
holy
And
mackerel.
If that's you on the text, we want to make sure to get it to you. And basically, one lucky caller or texter today is going to win a hand-picked bag of Two Fish jigs. And it's a killer assortment. The boys showed us this morning. Of,
like a $250 bag.
It's a really nice
Like I asked, I said, hey, Bodan, can you guys bring in a few jigs to give away on the show? And he brings his bag in.
Someone's getting very hooked up. Yeah. For sure. And both the CNC, all of the styles that Two Fish Jigs makes, yeah. And we're so proud to get to give that away to one lucky caller or texter. The way it's going to work, we'll take all of the potential phone calls that make it on the air and draw one potential winner. We'll take all of the texts that get read on the air, draw one potential winner, and then Bodan's going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and that's going to decide whether the winner comes from the caller or texter side. But someone is getting hooked up with a full bag, hand-picked Two Fish Jigs. How cool is that? Hey, as you can hear, we got a great show coming. Lots of great info. Again, if you want to get through, 844-843-6879. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Anyone that's been to the East Bay knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you at Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a sea keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokies Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half day and full day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing with the boys. It's going to be a very busy show again, so I want to read it since it's a little outside the norm. Today we have a new phone number to call in,
and we don't know whether it's just today or whether right. It's going to be permanent, so we'll see.
Yeah. But we do know today if you want
the way the engine, let me explain the way the engineer, I got to read it because it's like kind of, he said we had a critical data center failure.
That does not sound good at all.
Yeah, not ideal. Yeah.
I know very little about phone systems, but that sounds bad.
Carl, the sports grid engineer, is a master, and he got us on backup on the air and got a backup phone line for our callers.
Quickly done, man. Impressive.
Very quickly.
And again, that backup phone line, if you want it, 844-843-6879.
844-843-6879. And if you're looking at the YouTube or Facebook video, our YouTube Live or Facebook Live. You can see Royal Star at the dock there, and you see Independence in the background there. A lot going on at the landing today. It's a busy day. Even though there's a triathlon going on, it was a little difficult getting in, but we'll come back in the studio now.
I'm going to reserve my comment for later on
that. Yeah, well. Okay, I won't. How can the city of San Diego allow these people to multiple times a year block our entrance into our businesses?
Yeah, tell me.
Period. I mean, it's just not right.
Well, I'm sure we'll get a credit, you know, for all of lost opportunity people coming in trying to get.
Right.
We had the gnarliest one was a few weeks back when those Coronado Islands were biting so good. And everybody was wanting to come in to buy their Biosphere bracelets, and there was 2,000 people running in front of the store. And the police were like, oh, no, you can't come in. They're like, what do you mean? Like, I need my Biosphere bracelet. I don't know what to tell you,
I don't know what that is.
What are you talking about?
It's not my favorite.
Yeah, I got here early, in fact. Is like, and there's not a runner in sight. It's still pitch black. No, you can't get through here.
Right on.
Very good. I just wanted to show our audience on YouTube and Facebook Live this bag of jigs that the boys brought today. Look at that.
Thanks, guys.
This is a really nice bag that somebody, some lucky caller or texter, is going to win. Speaking of caller, Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, what'd you say, Brandon?
Hey, good morning. You guys got me?
Yeah, loud and clear, buddy. Nice to hear from you.
Good to hear from you as well. Good to check in. Haven't checked in a while. Just thought I'd give a little report. We spent most of our season, well, as always, we fished deep bass, and that bit for us into late July. And then given the trajectory for the bluefin, we were in Long Beach and running out of there. But we brought the Freeman back down. The new Mexicat, I slid that in last night. It still needs to have a little bit of work done, but
that's a fisherman's now.
Yeah, we're gonna kick things off tomorrow. I was kind of thinking about what to do given the landscape and not a lot of kind of filler fish offshore. And we're gonna spend half the day fishing yellowtail and bluefin at the islands. That unique opportunity to catch a bluefin in 80, 90 feet of water on the anchor is always pretty cool. And then we're gonna do swordfish the other half of the day. So if a guy wanted to come out and try to catch a couple fish to bring home and then learn about swordfish or hopefully get engaged with one, that's our plan for tomorrow. Might do that trip again, might not, might be the only one of the year, but kind of seemed like a fun way to kick things off. We only have one guy signed up, and we're going to run no matter what. So one guy is going to get very lucky, or even if we only have two people, we're still going, okay?
And which boat's going to be on?
That's on the Freeman.
Ooh. With the new twin 450s?
With the new engines, yeah. The thing, it pretty much flies now.
Yeah.
Well, it pretty much flew before. Now there's another 100 horsepower behind
it. Yeah. So how does one get on that trip?
You can just book through the landing, whether you want to do it on the website or give the landing a call. And it's all online, and they'll get you on there. We're leaving at 6 and getting back late after dark, probably.
Okay,
that sounds fun.
But with that boat, you have a lot of fishing time because you're there in like 1 minute.
It's pretty doggone fast. We've been cruising at about 42 knots at 3,700 RPMs with those new engines.
Oh my!
No way!
Holy mackerel! What's your fuel consumption on that? Just out of curiosity.
You know, it's about what I got on the 28 Parkers, like 1-to-1, 1.1, you know, 0.9 under a load, but it's right there with what we got with twin 300s on the Parkers or what we had with 350s on the Freeman. It's incredible.
That's impressive.
We had a little bit last week, Pete. The cool thing about that engine from a charter perspective is you can service the lower units in the water.
Right.
Wow. So you don't have to come out until you have to do your water pumps at 500 to 700 hours. So, you know, we put on 100 hours in a week a lot of times. So
sure.
That's been really, really nice. And no issues at all. We're at about 800 hours. Thrilled with those engines. Not thrilled with what I had to pay for them, but thrilled to have them.
Yeah, that's true. And they'll last for a long time because they're Yamahas. So once again, fishermanslanding.com. You can book right now. 6 a.m. departure tomorrow morning for Bite Sport Fishing. Coronado Islands, bluefin, yellowtail, then swordfish.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah,
cool.
And it's open party, limited to how many?
We just take 5 on there. That boat fishes 6 a lot, but we're just limited to 5, and it's substantially less. It's 800 and something bucks with taxes and everything all in, so it's substantially less than a big bluefin trip.
Yeah, so if you want to go on a pretty amazing ride and maybe, you know, likelihood at this late date, maybe go fishing with just a couple of your friends, right?
If anybody's going to kick off the swordfish season, it's those guys.
No kidding.
Say, I mean, you want to talk about virtually a private lesson from the best in the biz on swordfish. I mean, that's worth it beyond everything else. The catching a bluefin and yellowtail at the island, certainly a fun part, but just the getting to go to school on a damn near one-on-one perspective on rigging and how they drop it and everything else is the real value.
And Dylan's going to be on the boat as well tomorrow. He's my captain. You know, he has the 14-foot Mexicat. He's got 5 solo swords on that thing. And in the recreational charter landscape, no one's caught more than him the last couple of years.
There's no doubt about that.
Passion, and he's the mad scientist of it. So you definitely get some takeaway.
Oh, boy. So you and Dylan?
Yeah, we'll both be on there.
You're actually going to go fishing.
On there. I'm going to fish today, too, Pete.
In your face.
Roger. All right. Well, great job. So once again, fishermanslanding.com, Bite Sport Fishing, book it. Go fish with the Masters tomorrow. What an opportunity.
Yeah. So that's the play. I appreciate the time. And if we catch one, I'll check back in.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. Brandon.
Thanks.
Brandon from Bite Sport Fishing Charters. Wow, that's quite something. So phones are packed, even though we have that new number of 844-843-6879. I should explain that is actually the Sports Grid toll-free number.
Oh, funny.
So there you go. So let's go ahead and jump into that.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Mike, and he's calling us from Torrance. Mike, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, boys. It's good to talk to you. I'm real excited about your new product, the Two Fish Lures. I just want a quick report about fishing with Aliar a couple weeks ago. It's incredible. He puts out so much effort, and we've got limits of bluefin, and what can you say?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He is amazing.
Yeah. So thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike. Now, you had an interesting text, too, that came through, right?
I do, but before that, I thought it would be a good time to highlight, just because you mentioned fishing with Aliar and fishing in the nighttime and the big bluefin fishing. The one other thing that, you know, like, I get so wrapped up into surface iron fishing. My favorite way to catch a fish. You guys make, you know, now my favorite surface iron and all that. But Two Fish Jigs does make another lure that I know happens to be a favorite of Captain Aliar, and that's the Midnight Rider. And that's something we haven't talked about at all. You know, but probably a lure we've sold more at the tackle store than anything else. And, again, a tremendously successful thing, you know, whether that's from Bodam, the non-tinkerer, but a cooler word for that or what. But that's another thing that you guys haven't mentioned before that I know has been a tremendously successful.
Well, not everybody needs a surface iron. You know, it's kind of technique specific, and guys need the whole outfit to do that. But 100% of the guys going on a day and a half plus, maybe even overnight plus trip out of Fisherman's Landing or anywhere else, they need a nighttime lure to offer to these bluefin, and nothing has produced more than the Midnight Rider.
So that's why you hired him. Okay, I got it. Now I get it. Now I get why he's on your team. I understand now.
You got to know what to make. You know, before you try and say as a lure designer or somebody who's trying to make something for people, it's like, well, what are people going to use? And if you're trying to make something that's like, God, that's really cool, but it's not what people are using right now. And so what is a nighttime jig? You know, we wanted a compact, heavy, you know, nighttime jig that would go fast. You know, that's not really complicated. You know, what have guys been using? A sinker.
Right.
You know, so how could we improve a sinker? Well, let me tell you. And, you know, we think it's more than a sinker. You know, that's kind of what Matt and some of the others say. It's more than just a sinker.
Yeah.
It's very similar to a sinker, but it falls and flutters. And
birthed from the Eddie Baum style of lure, and then you guys took that and put the Two Fish Jig spin on it, made it better.
We wanted to make something that looked a little more fishy than just a sinker.
Now, wait a minute. You fish in the daytime there. You fish like normal people hours on the San Diego. So why are you creating something that, like,
fishes
at
night? Because I know people needed it. I fish at night sometimes, too.
Okay,
I've got some fish on it.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm trying to catch one in the daytime. We kind of went away from some of the fish, but I know I can catch one in the daytime on it.
Yeah, on it, yeah. So, but it basically, it's kind of a, would you call it like a souped up sinker rig?
It's like it's more of like a in between of an Eddie Baum and like one of those, like, I would say like a West Coast Jiggers HD, where it's like a similar style jig to that, where it's a small, compact, but heavy, jig, and it flutters good. And on the wind up, it does kind of swim around. It's almost like a super heavy yo-yo jig.
All I know is Captain Renee from the Shogun and Captain Aliar for the Player Supreme are very much on your team.
Yep.
Because I can't tell you how many times we've had guys that came through the shop that, you know, that were looking for that style of rig. And, you know, we have a lot of different options, but all of a sudden, no, I'm fishing with Renee. And he said, this was the one that I had to buy.
Yeah.
Aliar was the same thing.
I love Renee.
Yeah.
Now you also make yo-yos too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's three different yo-yos. There's a Brass Monkey, which is a brass jig, which is obviously pretty popular these days.
Yeah. Why?
Because it's dense. It's kind of similar to it's a smaller, dense, fast sinking jig.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a Zinc Donkey, which is made out of zinc, which is the standard material that yo-yo jigs are made out of.
Uh-huh.
That one's kind of a slower sink, flutter kind of jig. They bite that one on the fall a lot, even Yellowtail.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the LJ, which is another brass LJ, which is the smaller, medium-sized jig that we have, but it's a brass one, and that one's really heavy.
You've been fishing either offshore or the Coronado Islands every day on the San Diego.
Yes.
Are there any yo-yo fish?
Yeah, definitely.
Surface iron fish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh,
bluefin?
Yeah. I haven't got a bluefin yet at
no.
the islands, but it'll come.
They're around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
On the lure.
Yep, yes, probably. I'll get one on the lure eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but we haven't had that opportunity yet.
Yeah, but they're eating the bait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're a little big. They're kind of a pain to catch right now.
Yeah, because you have to use light line and...
Light line, and the skiff world is a little different than the sport boat world.
Yeah.
I watch these skiff guys catch them on light line all the time. But I also watch their stern, and it's void of sea lines.
Yeah.
We have... If we're stopped on the anchor and we're fishing, there's usually at least three on us.
Yeah.
And more often than not, there's more. The other day, we had an anchor job down in that area where the guys are catching bluefin. We had four bluefin and two yellowtail. Every single one of them had a chunk missing from the sea line.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you, what's the method you use to get them through the sea lions?
Pull harder.
Just pull harder. Yeah. Tighten down the drag and go, huh?
Yeah, put your purse down and pull.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way to make
it. I mean, they're either coming in or coming off.
Yeah.
You got to get them in.
Yeah. That's kind of nature of the beast at Coronado Islands.
Yeah, especially right now. They're
aggressive.
They're very aggressive. There's a lot of boats around. There's boats zipping around, getting them all fired up. There's a lot of sardines in the water.
Yeah.
And I'm convinced they recognize the boats.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, that's Matt.
Yeah.
Stay out of Matt.
Here he comes.
Yep, they sure know us. It's pretty amazing. I've watched them swim by boats all the time to come to us.
Wow.
Yeah.
How heavy a line can a guy get a bite from a bluefin at the Coronado Islands?
We've been fishing 30 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of skiff guys out here. I'm talking about 20 pound.
Right.
There's a lot of like 40 and 50 pound fish.
Right.
And we're losing them, like, since we're in the shallows, we're losing them to other boats.
Sure.
You hook a 50 pounder on 25 pound, it's taking a lot of line.
Yeah.
It's kind of a small area and there's a lot of boat traffic.
Yeah.
Is fluorocarbon in a small hook a must?
Yes. Yeah. We're fishing. The hooks that I've been using are, like, I literally just made a video about this on Captain's Concepts the other day.
Your other job.
Yeah, my other job.
Got a lot of hats, boy.
Yeah, that's it. I've been fishing the Gamagatsu Nautilus in the size 2 and 4, and I really like that hook for finesse bait fishing.
Yeah.
But 30 pounds is what we've been fishing. Occasionally we can get away with 25 pound. And you definitely get more bites on the lighter line, obviously, but your odds of landing them go way down.
You said it best, dude. The difference between what you can do with a rod and reel in your hand when you're trying to pull on one from 30 pound to 20 pound
is
two different
night and
worlds.
Night and day. And like the other thing we're losing to is like we're fishing in shallow, so there's like old lobster gear, there's rocks, there's kelp. Those fish take long runs on 25 pound, and the scope of your line just ends up in
touching
junk.
Things.
Touching things, and it's not good.
Yeah. And they're tough.
Yeah, and they're big ones. We've caught the other day we put one on the scale, it was close to 60 pounds.
Holy
wow. Unreal.
Yeah.
Anchor fishing, and we were anchored in 60 feet of water then.
60 feet of water.
20 miles from home.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
So there is like excellent sign of bluefin. Me and Ryan have been talking about it. It's the most, like, I haven't driven as long as Booger has, but it's the most bluefin we've seen down there.
That's so
cool. Pretty, well, that's why the boat traffic.
Oh, well, and the yellowtail fishing.
Yeah,
you know, the yellowtail,
for sure.
And there's nothing else.
And there's nothing else going on.
Yeah.
And there's probably nobody there today.
Yeah.
On a Saturday.
I'm sure it's pretty
I guess
chaotic.
Yesterday was quite quite the show. You were there yesterday?
I was not there yesterday.
Okay, yeah, I heard it was a lot.
But it sounded wonderful.
Hey, let's go down to, the East Cape and talk to our buddy Chris from Smokey's Curing and Cantina. Good morning, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Pedro, Ricky, buenos dias. How we doing today?
Excelente. Any big tuna down there?
Well, yeah, there's some tuna, but man, I don't know if you're aware, we just had a storm roll through.
Oh,
we got lucky.
Right.
It didn't get all the way up to a hurricane, but it was a tropical storm, and it actually turned out to be a perfect storm in that very little wind and a lot of rain, which is always good. But you never know when they're coming. We've seen them go from a tropical storm to a major hurricane in very little time. So you got to prepare. I mean, of course, all the boats are pulled, you know, well before the storm. We pulled Vaquera on Tuesday. But I mean, so short week of fishing. But yeah, tuna's still coming in. We got, you know, they're still out. They were still out 30, 40 miles. But then later in the week, I think it was Wednesday, we got some in at about 17 miles straight off Los Barriles, but more off of Pescadero to the north. So 17 miles out of Los Barriles. Interestingly, we caught, we got a couple boats that caught a bunch of Dorado on Wednesday, although in the smaller range, 15 pound range, but close in right in front of Palmas de Cortez to La Ribera. So, and you know, still lots of marlin being caught, but these storms will stir the water up too. You know, the Dorado bite's been pretty slow. So we're thinking, you know, these storms, they kind of stir the water up, stir the pot. So maybe we'll start seeing some more of those big Dorado coming in, you know, over the next couple weeks. But, you know, actually, what a nice storm we had. Because, again, no wind damage, not really any water damage, just a really nice, steady, hard rain. And the sun's out today, and the boats are going to start being put back in the water today, I would assume. Still no fishing yet, but tomorrow we should hit the ground running again tomorrow and see what we can come up with.
Well, was that storm a surprise, or did you know for a long time it was coming?
No, we knew it was coming. We've been watching it. But, you know, and you're watching it for a good week to 10 days out, and it changes every day. It was actually a direct hit, but it was just a tropical storm, Ileana, I believe it was. And like I said, there was a year way back when it was a Category 1 hit Cabo. And you're like, okay, this is going to dissipate. And by the time it got to the East Cape, it was a Cat 4, and that was John, and that created a lot of damage. So you never count chickens on these until it's over, you know. So you're always, you know, you never leave your boats in the water. You get prepared. You batten down the hatches. And then, you know, something good happens like this. It's like, ah, that was great. We needed a good rain. And on to the next, man.
Well, as Bobby Van Wormer many years ago on Let's Talk Hookup declared, September is the month of the hurricane. In the East Cape, right? Like,
you know, we get hit in September. You know, September's the month where we usually get hit.
That's it. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, of course, if somebody wants to book Vaquera, still spots available here in the prime time. As we know, the fishing only gets better from here in the fall. Want to come to Smokey's and have some great food or get the fish processed? How do we find you, Chris?
Right now, we're going to go to vaquerasportfishing.com, and you can get a hold of us there, and you can always email me at bajasmokedog@gmail.com. We got plenty of trips booked, but we got plenty of trips available. So, you know, get a hold of us, and we'll be happy to take you fishing.
All right. Sounds great, Chris, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Can't wait, guys. Take care.
See you, Chris. All right, that's going to wrap Bye-bye. Up our Baja report. And again, want to mention a great sponsor, and Matt Brawl had just talked about it before, and that's Gamakatsu Hooks. And even with that great number 2 and number 4, small circle hook, light wire, allows the bait to swim great.
Right?
It's not only about hooks with Gamakatsu. They're also much more, including those killer brand new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you've tried one, you're going to want to try more. Also, their new tools are great, including the very special braid Spectra scissors that are made with ceramic blades, so they'll never rust, super sharp. You can see it at your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com.
All right. Hey, phones are packed up. Lots of texts. You have a good text,
huh? So, yeah. I said, hey, I was excited when I heard that Two Fish Jig was on, and I heard that when Two Fish Jig started, the original sandcast jigs were made from metal off of an old swim step. It was sitting on the roof at Seaforth. Is there any truth to that story? And if so, can Bodan give us the details? That's from Dave in San Diego.
Well, there is, you know, a sourcing of
raw materials you got to figure out. And I started really as a scrapper, trying to melt shit down. Can I say shit? Sorry.
Not really.
So melt stuff down and, you know, ended up doing that. And, Matt gave me a call one day. He was down at the, you know, landing and said, "Hey, can you use any kind of aluminum?" I said, "Yes. We can melt it down and turn it into stuff." So, you know, they showed up with the old swim deck from, the Sea Watch.
That's great.
Yeah, the Sea Watch swim step from when they did sea camps.
Wow.
Stopped doing sea camps, so they didn't need it anymore.
They didn't need it.
Load kids on and off with snorkeling.
Yeah, exactly.
How cool is that? So some of those lures out there, and maybe more in the future, were made from the swim step of the Sea Watch.
Correct.
That's got some soul. Like, yeah, that lure,
pretty cool.
That lure's got some cool soul behind it. That's a rad story.
Yeah. So you can basically take any raw material, aluminum, and turn it into.
There's different kinds of aluminum that you can source. So a lot of guys, you know, aircraft grade aluminum is what you can find at the metal supply shops. There's different, if you weld aluminum, there's different kinds of aluminum that have different characters. There's no such thing as really pure aluminum. They're alloys. So it's mostly aluminum, and then there's certain other things in it that make it flow better, make it, you know, actually if you're going to cast it, you know, make it better for, like I said, for welding. They put different things in the alloy to make it weld better and make it stronger or make it with different properties to it. But, you know, the 6061, which is what a lot of people are familiar with, that's the aircraft grade. We use a lot of that. It flows really well when you're melting it. It works really good. But as I said, I have melted a lot of things down and turned them into jigs. Even some guys think in the old days, you know, they used pot metal. For like the old Salus, you know, 7X is what one guy told me, you know, which if you don't know what pot metal is, you put some aluminum in there, and then you put some other things in there, whatever you can get, whatever melts down, you put. And so that's why some guys said the old 7Xs were a little heavier because it had some other things in with the aluminum.
Gotcha.
So it does affect things. You know, the reality is, you know, we're trying to make a consistent. So I usually use that 6061 to control whatever variables we can control.
Gotcha.
That's cool. Hey, well, it's a great story. And like I said, I just think it's cool that soul survives on that thing. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text messages, and a whole lot more with the boys from Two Fish. You're listening to Let's Talk Cookup on that Let's Talk Cookup app on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Squid, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTreks to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrek 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on the lake.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, launched the iTreks, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrek inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass and Steve Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just $0.89. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking two fish jigs and having a lot of fun doing it, man. The phones have been
A lot of input there. Once again, we don't know if this is going to be a permanent call-in line or if it's a temporary for today because they had a catastrophic failure at the line. We're just glad to be on the air because it also included the other line, too, but we're good. 844-843-6879. We have such phenomenal engineers at SportGrid. They do things very quickly and very get us back up on there for sure. So let's jump into the phones.
How about we talk to Cheer, who's calling us from Cardiff this morning. Good morning, Cheer. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just had to call in to talk about these two fish jigs. I just got back from Cedros with my buddies Eddie Means and Dave Rohde and my son, Matt. And before we went down, I grabbed a little, what I could. I got as many of these two fish jigs as I could, which weren't very many, gentlemen.
Yeah, Brandon hides them in the back.
Yeah, I don't know. But I saved some for Cheers.
Yeah. Brandon helped me get a couple.
Yes, I did.
Come on now.
Yeah, you guys had a pretty impressive trip down there. Was it you or Eddie that caught that giant broom tail?
Yeah, well, hopefully he'll be able to call back.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. So that was fun. Well, it was just a fun story because Cheer came in one time looking for information on surface iron, and it was in the afternoon at the tackle store. I'm like, well, I can tell you everything that I like, and I like a lot about these ones. But I was like, if you really want the expert info, Brandon will be here in about an hour. And Cheer hung out in the parking lot for an hour waiting for Brandon to come. But got the full. I mean,
was he on time that day?
Of course he was.
Yeah, Brandon, of course I always do. Yeah.
I'm not known him to be late almost ever if I can think about it.
Johnny on the spot. That's
what call him. That is what we call him, yeah. Call him Johnny for short, but Johnny. It's four on the spot.
But Cheer and his group of buds went down there, and they were all armed with two fish jigs, and they had a phenomenal trip at Cedros, and they came back with this, you know, a camera roll of pictures, and it was very impressive.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome. Hey, I have a great text here from DJ in San Diego, and he says, I've had both irons and Midnight Rider, and they are produced well for me. I would like to get the guys' input on whether color matters on for surface yo-yo jigs, and if so, what colors do you recommend? What do they call you? The jig Jesus?
They do call him that. They also call him the Michael Jordan of full day sports. Yeah.
So colors,
all kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the nicest things I usually call. Color to me, no. For yellowtail, no. But everyone likes colors. For me, when I pick a surface iron, I just want something I can see at the extension of my cast. So that's why we did, like, a lot of companies have, like, colors on the sides. We just have a base color and a tip color. Like, the nose is a different color. And the reason for that is because I can see that the furthest away. I want to know what my jig's doing at the very extension of my cast.
So you don't think it makes a darn bit of difference what color it is on the surface?
No, not really. No.
This is the kind of spiel I give customers in the shop all the time. And
And it's a preference thing. And my preference is I don't believe that color makes any difference at all. Yeah. But with that said, confidence to me is everything. Mm-hmm. And if you have confidence in that color, the thing is going to get bit because you're going to fish it hard.
You're going to fish it good.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things that I love that you guys have done with the colors on the CNC jig, the 240, the 300, the 270 of the JJ line was there was a lot of white jigs that, like you said, you can see very well. You can see what's going on, but there was just a little. And I mean, that color meant nothing for anybody else, but I love whatever. The old green swirl sardine. So there's that white jig. That's exactly what Brawla talked about, but a little like, oh, okay, well, that one's me. And then, and then somebody else, well, I really like a blue and white jig. Well, it was a white one with a little something to break it up. And I really like it.
Yeah.
If that amount of color gives somebody confidence to fish the jig, then that's the right way to go.
Yeah, like it probably means nothing. Yeah, probably. But I like that green color, so I'm gonna get that one. You know, I mean, it could have been any one of those. But.
Well, yeah, and a solid white jig doesn't really do it for a lot of guys. So if you put a little accent of whatever color it is, it catches the fish.
There you go.
Now here's the big question, Pete.
Yeah.
Ask Matt what he thinks about chartreuse.
Yeah, chartreuse is something I really like.
Do you?
Yeah. It's one of the most popular colors
in fly fishing, for sure.
Every kind of fishing.
Yeah.
Except for Southern California fishing.
Yeah.
Or I guess in leadheads we use chartreuse a lot. But
yeah.
I like chartreuse for making them mad. I feel like it's a good.
Oh, it's like an angry color.
I think so sometimes. And it just like, it's bright. They can see it from a long ways away. If you guys have fished surface irons long enough, you've had a yellowtail come from a long, long ways to come eat your jig. And if they could see it from further away,
good idea.
Yeah, you're.
So, do your chartreuse sell pretty well?
I don't think so.
Not yet. Anyway.
Not as well. Like,
I think they sell well. Brandon doesn't believe in them, like he said. He doesn't have confidence in them, but they sell at other tackle stores extremely well.
I just know factually that mint sells the best.
Why is that? Just because that's what 90% of people want and buy, and that's what. The so great Pete Gray of West Salt Coast requested.
Because that's what everyone's fishing with.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You give me a chartreuse jig.
I like that idea.
But mint gives people confidence, and that confidence will produce fish. And that's everything. You know, if you're going to fish the jig hard, you're going to get bites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
So these guys will say, I have two colors that I think really matter. We have our mint, and then there's this light blue. And CP on the Mission Bell said, if you look at a lot of bait fish and a lot of things, they're this light blue color. And everything eats them. You know, you look at a smelt or, you know, other things in the water. They have that color, but nobody was really making that color jig. And
I like that one too.
That's a good color. I like our mint, but you know, chartreuse, give it a chance, Pete.
Give it a chance. You know what? I'm a fly fisherman. Yeah. Chartreuse is the color, right? Yeah. I mean, that stuff works.
And maybe not all chartreuse, but you know, we do things. And in freshwater, a lot of guys, like I grew up in Minnesota, we fish what's called a lemon head, which is white with the chartreuse head. And that accent, you know, looks like, you know, a lot of the bait fish. It gives it some kind of flash, some kind of sheen, something that the fish haven't seen. And like Matt said, he said it makes them angry. If you talk to Larry Dahlberg or other guys who are lure designers, they'll say what that color is really doing is it's abnormal. It's nothing they've seen before. And the fish look at it and they'll eat it. Because they know it's not normal.
Not normal. And they get angry at it, like you said. Yeah.
You talk to Corey all the time. You know, people love asking Corey about leadhead and swim bait combos and questions and colors. And Corey will say the same thing on leadhead color. He goes, it absolutely doesn't matter, except for chartreuse. I like that. I mean, you know, like, I'm a study of Corey so much. I mean, nobody has stared at baits and had the success like Corey has. And he says the same thing. If you're fishing a bait fish color, a clear, a silver, whatever else. He likes a chartreuse. No doubt. There's something to it.
Man. All right. You better start producing more chartreuse. Let's jump into the phones.
No, Brandon's still right. They're going to.
Yeah. Mini chartreuse might be the
name. Let's go.
I'll take some.
Alex and Dan Carlos is up next here. Let's talk. Hook up. Alex, good morning. Thank you for joining us. We got you there, Alex?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, you able to hear me?
Good, buddy.
Okay, cool. So I used to go to school for CNC programming, and I was really curious how much time is that really cut down as far as like making them by hand? Like how fast are you guys able to pump out a CNC jig? Also, what type of CNC machines are you guys using?
Yeah, those are some great production questions. I don't get lost on the production side, but I really appreciate it. And anybody who's kind of tinkered it, I'm shocked how many machinists and other guys who've been in that world have asked me these questions. I started learning on what's called a Tormach, 1500, and it took me over 2 hours to make a jig. And I quickly said, that isn't going to work for production.
Yeah.
And so, you know, right now they're being run on Haas mills is what they are. And the horsepower on those and the ability to do it, it takes about 4 minutes to do a jig. And so, you know, it's pretty amazing how fast the machines can work today. A lot of it has to do with horsepower. A lot of it is those are production sized mills that are doing it. So it's outside of really the hobbyist range. It's outside right. of, you know, what somebody will have in their home. You know, but like I said, you know, how do you learn machining and how do you learn what it is? So, you know, all those things that machinists know, yeah. you know, line pathing and step over and all these, you know, technical terms that fishermen are going to kind of glaze over and say, boy, that's crazy. It's made me kind of learn a lot more about the jig and even about the shape that we've chosen.
And so for the layman like myself, CNC, why do you use CNC rather than sandcast or, yeah. or the old traditional ways?
So if we're just going to talk about, you know, production. So sandcast is really the oldest form of manufacturing something in metal and even doing it at scale. So you right. can do it. It is also very time consuming, mm-hmm. you know, not just to finish the product off, but you have to prepare each mold individually. Mm-hmm. And then you can go from what is called sand casting, you can do die casting, but there you're using a permanent mold that you don't have to remake every time. Mm-hmm. And so your production can go up. And so a lot of production stuff was all die cast in the old days, like even your matchbook cars or anything. Most stuff we buy now is die cast, you know, whether it's plastic or whether it's other things. What CNC does is you're no longer using molten metal. You're using a stock piece of metal and you're using bits to chew away the metal. So it's kind of like sculpting mm-hmm. where you take away the rock or the other parts. You're actually contouring the metal itself. And with the machine that's controlled by a computer, you can then replicate that. Now,
exactly that takes the same every time.
It takes a very expensive machine
yeah.
to do it. Same thing with
so that's why they swim the same.
Yeah.
Versus a die cast, everyone is different. You got to throw it. Oh, that one doesn't swim.
Well,
oh, that
die
one
cast
swim.
Is going to have closer tolerances.
Or, yeah.
Sand cast is going to have
me,
the
yeah.
most variation.
Variation.
And so what
yeah.
we're doing is you're really what CNC machining, and it used to be out of reach for small products like we're having. So like if you were manufacturing something and you wanted to make a ton of them,
yeah.
the time it took. Die casting can do it by far faster.
Uh-huh.
And so this becomes the question, you know, how much time do you have? And so the cost per minute on the machine and then the cost for the machinist is really what you're talking about. So labor and parts. So die casting is the cheapest. It's the fastest.
Yeah.
It's going to have minimal variation, but it's going to have more variation than a CNC produced.
Yeah,
the computer product is going to be the closest tolerances. Diecast you can get very good, but all that ends up in your diecast is it depends on your mold.
Right.
So if your mold isn't machined right, your basic shape is going to be – so therefore molds for diecasting can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Gotcha. There it is. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming away, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting and a whole lot more amazing info like that. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookup on the Let's Talk Cookup app and Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out CostaSunglasses.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.